We're joined today by regional councillor for Ward 1, Colin Best. Colin, I think the big news today is Milton moving into Stage 3. What are your thoughts on the move?
Well, it's excellent news for businesses. I know a lot of downtown people and other retailers and restaurants are quite excited about it, but we also have to remember that we definitely need the masking and make sure that we follow the regulations, because it's one thing to open. You don't want to be, you know, in a situation where it gets worse and you have to reclose again. So looking forward to the next stage, and hopefully we can navigate it successfully.
You know, you've been a regular at the farmer's market. What have you seen from the crowds in terms of social distancing and wearing masks?
Excellent. Actually, everybody's abiding the rules, and I'm glad to see the Chamber of Commerce is running it quite well in terms of reminding people to distance themselves, wear masks, and use hand sanitizers. And the vendors are quite excited about being at Country Heritage Park.
Let's move on to more of a Ward 1 specific issue. The Campbellville Quarry received a lot of attention at Milton Town Council. What's the latest update you can give us with that issue?
Yeah, Council unanimously approved the staff report regarding the status, and showed their united in opposing the quarry. We're looking at the chart process and also hearing some news back from the province regarding the hearings, and also where we are in terms of the environmental assessment. Make the request on Monday, and we're looking forward to hearing some answers from them, and also where we go from here, because we're looking at some changes in the Aggregates Act as well.
You know, this seems like a long, drawn-out process. How long do you think it'll take for this issue to be wrapped up?
Well, as I mentioned to other councillors, that I've been involved in 5 quarry applications in the Halton region and its surrounding areas. The average one takes about 7 years, and we're only in our second year here, so hopefully we can get it resolved, because I know it's very difficult for us, the residents of Campbellville, to go through all this, and commend all the volunteers in the action group for their work. But it's something that we need to work together, and hopefully we can resolve this.
Have you been in contact with people who've put the application in for the quarry? Have they said anything?
They haven't said anything to us since July 31st, 2019. And we're waiting to hear back, because they haven't answered the questions in the chart process. And that's one of our biggest disappointments, is there's a lot of issues they haven't resolved yet. And that's why we have the process between the region, the town, the conservation authority to basically flag issues. And if they don't answer them successfully, we're going to be opposing it.
What are those big issues?
Well, basically the effect on the water table, the noise, the blasting, the dust, and the traffic. Because as our staff mentioned, to both the region and the town, that the traffic they're projecting, the interchange at Guelph Line and 401, is not built to handle that kind of traffic.
You know, Colin, you have a unique ward. You have a lot of rural residents and you have a lot of urban residents. What are some of the issues that you see that, you know, they share, and what are some of the different issues?
Well, it's not so much differences. It's all the same, really. Is we're having a lot of dangerous drivers and speeders on all roads, urban and rural. And that's one thing that we're looking at taking a look at other traffic calming measures, including speed cameras. It's one thing I'm raising with staff. Brampton just implemented their automated devices, and we're looking at possibly doing it for school zones, where we're getting a lot of concerns, such as Martin Street, Scott, and Saveline Boulevard.
Another big item that came up today was that, you know, Milton received some funding for some new schools. Why is that such a massive deal?
Well, I'm very excited. We discussed that at Monday at Council regarding the St. Francis Xavier School, that the new Milton 3, who just was announced yesterday, unfortunately, it's about 2 years behind schedule. And that's one thing that both the region and the town have been pushing with the ministers of infrastructure and education, that if they want Halton and Milton to grow, they have to come up with the infrastructure in schools, transportation, hospitals. Because it's we're about 300 portables currently in town. That's equivalent to almost 14 schools. And it's one thing I work very closely with the school board trustees in both boards, and we need to have at least 2 schools a year built every year just to keep up with the population.
Thanks again, Colin, for joining us. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up here?
Yeah, actually, there's a notice that I'm sure the character areas is coming to the council on August 24th. Anyone who lives in that area, to please read the information on the town website, milton.ca, and we'll be having more information coming out soon. And it is a public meeting. Anyone can attend on Zoom, and I'm looking for feedback. I've already received some comments from people.
Thanks again, Colin, for joining us. If you missed any part of the interview, make sure you head to our website, miltonnow.ca.